The time is exactly 6:04, which is 18:04 CAT Central African Time. I just want to thank you, Kecho, who have just left the studio around about 1800. He was busy on his show that is called Strings, Heels and Talk, where he was speaking about enjoy, how to enjoy December. Now that is what he was talking about, and I want to thank him for that. Now, time now, as I told you, that is exactly 18:04 CAT Central African Time. The song that is playing is a song by Benjamin Dewey saying, "Into thy presence I come." I want you to enjoy this song. After this song, what we will do is we will pray, and we will invite God to come and be with us into our show. Just enjoy the song. And after the song, we will play another song by Don Moon saying, "Our Father." That's a song that we are going to pray with. Enjoy the song. That is Benjamin Dube was saying, "Hallelujah to Malakwe." Now, we are going to pray the song by Don Moon saying, "Our Father." Now, we are praying now. We are going to invite God to come and be with us into our show. Wherever you are, you can sing this song. As you sing the song, in other words, you will be praying, you will be saying, "God, our Father, what in heaven, I come to you." Now, let's just pray. Daddy, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are praying this evening, this day, the day that is not the same with the other day, Wednesday, that it never come, the Wednesday for today, 2018. We are praying in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Wednesday, the first week, or let's say it's a first Wednesday of the month of December. As we are praying, Lord, we are saying, "Father, Lord, we invite you to come and be with us. We invite you, Lord, we invite your presence in our midst. We believe, Father, we are praying. We say, Lord, forgive us everything that we have done, ever against your will. Forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you are the Lord, and you will continue to be the Lord." We pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Daddy, you deserve the best. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us our trespasses. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now, I pray to each and every listener who have just tuned in, who is still going to tune in. It may be tomorrow, it may be next year, or they will be listening to this podcast, which is for this show. I pray, Father, we are saying, Lord, come and be with us, whatever that we are going to speak about. Wherever that you are, you can say, Amen. Now, Don Moon is saying, Our Father, who art in heaven. What a beautiful Wednesday. It's the first Wednesday of the month of December. We have just entered into December, where most of people, they will be going up and down. Now, as I speak now, because it's Wednesday, I believe and I know that there are people who are on their way going to church. There are people who are on their way going to workplace. There are people who are already on their way going to home. Maybe you are just stuck in the traffic. Now, I just want to say this way to you, that as you are stuck in traffic, hang it there. Just be with me just for these 3 hours from now until 9 o'clock. It's going to be awesome. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. I welcome you wherever that you are. You can interact with us on the following number: 0832894658. 0832894658. If you are international, you just say +27 8328946 58. That is our WhatsApp number, or you can use the very same number to SMS us. You can use the very same number to call us, or you can go to our website. You just see www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, on the right hand side of the keyboard, you will see on the right side of your screen, you will see it said chat now, we are online. Then you chat to us. Before, what you do first, you just put your email address, it followed by your name, and then you continue chatting to us. Or what you can do is you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. You just say radio@bythegrace.org. Or what you can do, you can go to our Skype, which is, you go to Skype, you just type BTGM Radio. Then you start chatting to us with whatever that you want to know, a question, whatever that you want to share with us. Or what you can do is you can go to our Facebook page. You just type By the Grace Radio, then you will be able to chat with us. Now, I'm going to play this song. With this song, we'll be welcoming you officially into our show. The song is just saying God of Wonders by Elijah Oyelende. Just enjoy the song wherever you are. You can sing with us. You can sing with him. You can say God of Wonders. Just enjoy the song.
By your name, I and blessing. It's all about grace. Hallelujah. Oh, see, I'm not humble to God. Hallelujah. My God.
Lift your voice and worship the Lord, because He deserves the best. Indeed, He is God of wonders. That song that I was playing is a song by Elijah Oyelende, saying that God of wonders. What a song indeed. He is indeed God of wonders. It doesn't matter what is happening with your life, but let me tell you that He is indeed God of wonders. He will always remain God. He is never changing. He is Jehovah Jireh. His name is Jehovah. Now, what we are doing tonight, we'll be talking about, in the our scripture reading will be in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 4, verse number 1. That's where we are going to read. That song was just saying God of wonders. Indeed, He is a God of wonders. Indeed, He's a God of wonders. You know, He does wonders. He does wonders. When you look at your life, you will see that He does wonders. I mean, you know, there are people whom they have survived into the things that when you look back, you said, but how did I come out? How did I come out? How did I come out? It's because He is God of wonders. His name is Jehovah. Now you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now I just want to tell you that as you are driving, relax, relax. You know, I have realized that most of the time when we drive, we don't have patience. Now, this December, many people, they don't have patience. We just drive and rush and do whatever that we're doing. And sometimes it causes a problem, because many people, they lose their life because of one person being negligent. One person not having a patient. I know, like, when it is in the morning, when you drive, there's what we call a traffic. Now, you find that maybe you are going to the interview and it's already late. Or maybe you are going to meet your boss. But because maybe you realize that you are late to go to work. Maybe you feel like if you arrive late, they will fire you. Or maybe they gave you. Sometimes you find that it caused by because the company where you're working, they gave you what we call a final written warning. They say to you, when you come late, you are dismissed. Now, when you are driving, you find out you are in a traffic, there's a traffic. So what people they do, they drive on a yellow line. And some of them, they overtake where they must not overtake. And that causes a problem, because you will be disturbing the next person whom you are following. Or you can disturb somebody and you will cause what? An accident. And I just want to encourage, or I just want to say to everyone who are driving, who are having a patient, who are cautioned all the time, keep on being cautioned. Don't drink and drive. Those who are driving, not drinking, we thank you very much. But those who are drink and driving, we want to say this to them, that don't drink and drive. Because, you know, every day when you tune into radio, every day when you read the news, they tell you that somebody died because of so and so and so. Now, I know that it is December, and it is the Wednesday, which is, I think, the date is the 5th of December, the 5th day of the week of the month of December. We just have 5 days into December. Now, I know that, I believe that most of the companies, they will be closing. And I know that most of the companies, they will be getting what we say bonuses. Now, I just want to encourage, or I just want to give you this advice, that you must not just buy something that you don't need. You know, the problem with us is we buy things that we don't need. You see that this is not important, but for the sake of you just buy something that you know that you don't need it, but you just buy. Now, I just want to say to you that don't buy something that you don't need. Don't buy something that you don't need. Because most of the time we buy things because I have money, but I don't need it. Now, it is very important that you should save the money that you are getting. It's very important that the money that you are getting, save it. Don't just buy things that you don't need. And, you know, some people, some of them, they're going to buy cars. But I just want to say to them that don't just start by buying cars. When you buy something, just ask yourself, do I need it? If you don't need it, then don't buy it. Do I need it? If you don't need it, don't buy it. You know, our problem is even if I don't need it, then you find that I buy it, but I don't need it. For the sake of, they said it's cheaper, but you know that you really don't need it. Let me just advise you, don't buy something that you don't need. You must not buy something that you don't need. Because it becomes a problem, buying something that you don't need. And at the end of the day, it becomes a serious problem. Because you find out you have spent a lot of money on something that you don't need. Now let me just remind you that you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. And we are meditating, and it's awesome. Now let's just say the song that sing Nara. Then just enjoy this song. The song is just saying Nara. Just enjoy the song.
Lord, we lift you up. Oh, you're my man. Now we can live together. You've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. Now we can live. I have 10,000 tons. It still won't be enough. God, we can't let go. Chukuna guamarele. When you heal, you heal completely. God, we can't let go. Chukuma wogumo. It's in jengile. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Hey. Nara, 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 Narikelemo, nara nara, narikele, narikele. done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, still wouldn't be enough, Jesus. When you hear completely. Chukumaro bimo, iti kendele. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me.
What shall I render to Jehovah? He has done so much for me. That is Tim Godfrey saying, what shall I render to Jehovah? Now, in other words, remember, I give you the song by Elijah Oyelende saying that God of wonders. Now, Nara, which is Tim Godfrey, he's saying that, you have done so much. What shall I render to you, Jehovah? Meaning he does not have much things that he can give to God, because God has saved him through many things. As I speak now, as we are reflecting, as we meditate, just look at yourself for the whole day. If it couldn't be God, will you be where you are if it couldn't be God? You know, there are some times where you find out that somebody will tell you that I have survived the accident. I was in an accident, but I was never hurt. But the car rolled with me for many times, but I did not get any scratch. Now, what are you waiting for? You can just give God the praise. You can just thank God. I know that you won't have much to say to him, but because of him, you are able to you have reached whatever that you reached. It's not because you were able. You know, many things, many people, they say that I woke up by myself. You did not. You know, when I woke up in the morning, when I set my alarm, okay, the alarm did not make me to wake up. Remember, God is the one who helped me to wake up. The alarm just reminded me that I should wake up. But it's not the one that making me to wake up. That's why now Tim Godfrey was saying that Nara. He said, Lord, you have done so much. I don't have much to see, but you have done so much. You have done so much in my life. You have done so much in my family. Let me tell you, he have done so much. He have done so much. I can ask you, when you look at God, when you look at your life, I mean, just look at your life, you will see that He have done so much. That is why Tim was saying that, what should I render to Jehovah? Because He have done so much. He have done so much. He have done so much to your life. He have done so much to your life. His name is Jehovah. Now you're listening to me, you are listening to the voice of Pastor John Mamabulo. What a beautiful Wednesday. The name of this show, it is called Time to Meditate. This show starts exactly at 1800 until 2100, where we meditate. So it's going to be awesome. Tonight we just reading the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 4, verse number 2, from verse number 1. Those who have arrived at work, we want to say to them, we thank God as He have helped you to arrive at work. Those who are on the road to work, or those who are stuck in the traffic, you are coming from home, I'm saying to you that hang it there, don't rush, you will reach where you're going. Don't rush, you will reach where you're going. Let's just remind you who we are. We just want to remind you who we are. And I believe that, let's just remind you.
Time to meditate, John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
just for being soul.
By the grace, radio.
Just for being soul.
Oh, enda, we favor man. Nara dwe yabo by the grace ministry. God is there like one of Ghana.
We are by the grace radio number 3. Share against read Rubber Ridge Extension 2 La Midre 1685.
Nara dwe yabo of the ministry of vitamin Chavalina.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And to go very permanent. No need to go near go follow. Cannot teach the therapy. I want to know your God.
Yeah, I'm going to teach a monogram. Yeah, 073-269-2731. We're going to teach a WhatsApp. Yeah, 083-289-4658. We're going to radio at by the grace.org.
By the grace radio, just for a soul. The song was just saying, by the grace, we are family. By the grace, we are one. Remember, you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are one with us because you are listening to us. And you are listening to me, John Mawolo, on a show that is called Time to Meditate. You can interact with me via email, radio at bodygrace.org. That's what you can do. Or you can send us email, you can send us WhatsApp, +27832894658. Especially to our international, you just say +27. South Africa, you just say 083-289-4658. With the very same number you can SMS, with the very same number you can call us. Or what you can do is you can go to our website. You just type www.radio.bythegrace.org. Well, immediately when you are there, you will see it saying chat with us. You can chat to us, or you can just go to contact us, and then you will see the process that how you can do to chat to us. Or you can go to Skype, you just say BTGM Radio. Or you can go to website, you just say Body Grace Radio, and then you chat to us, you ask us whatever that you wanna ask us. Right, let's just read Ecclesiastes chapter number 4, verse number 1. Let me just wish those who are birthday today, those who are having a day, like those who are birthday today all over the world. You may be in Barbados, you may be in Kenya, you may be in Ghana, you may be in Gabon, you may be wherever that you are. I just want to say to you that happy birthday to you. And may God add more years and more days to your calendar. What I want to say to you is just stay under the blood. There's a song that is saying, I'm going to stay right under the blood, where the devil will do no harm. When you stay under the blood, there's no devil. The devil will not come to you. You know, the scripture is saying that the devil is always roaring like a lion, but he's not a lion. He's always roaring like a lion, but he's not a lion. He is not a lion. He is not a lion, and he will never be the lion. What he does is he's roaring like a lion. That is what he does. He's roaring like a lion. He's not a lion, but he's roaring like a lion. Now, that's why I was saying that you should be under the blood. Like, you should be under the blood of Jesus Christ, where devil will never do no harm. Where the devil will never do no harm. Alright, let's just see, just to be close to you, with this song. I'm playing this song. I dedicate this song to those who are birthday today. Just to be close to you. You can say, Lord, I just want to be close to you on this day that I'm birthday. I just want to be close to you today on this day. Just enjoy the song by Bishop Benjamin Dube. Just to be close to you. Benjamin Dube is saying, Bishop Benjamin Dube is saying, I will do anything just to be close to you. In other words, he was praying, saying, Lord, I will do anything just for me to be close to you. Just for me to be close to you. It's very important just to be close to the Lord. You know, when you are close to him, every time when the devil wants to attack, you should pass by him first. Every time when the devil wants to attack, you should pass by him first. That's why he was saying that, I just want to be close to you. Just to be close to you. Anything, anything that will make me to be close to you. Anything that will make me to be close to you. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Wherever that you are, wherever that you are, you may be listening to us. Maybe you are driving, you are from work, or you are going to work. You may be listening to me. Maybe you are in your home sitting, or you may be listening to me wherever that you are. I just want to tell you that you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, just for a soul. We're just searching for one soul. Just for one soul. Just for one soul. Now, I am going to read Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 1. It says, evil under the sun. Evil under the sun. Evil under the sun. Alright. We're going to read. Let's start. Evil under the sun. It says, again, I saw all the operations that are done under the sun, and behold, the tears of the oppressors, and they had no one to comfort them. On the side of the oppression, there was power, and there was no one to comfort them. It's just saying evil under the sun. Let me repeat it. I'm going to repeat. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number, I said, again, I saw that many people are treated badly. I saw their tears, and I saw that there was no one to comfort them. I saw that cruel people had all the power, and I saw that there was no one to comfort the people they had. Again. Okay. Let me read it in Amplified. It said, then I looked again and considered all the acts of oppression that were being practiced under the sun. And behold, I saw the tears of the oppressed, and they had no one to comfort them. And on the side of the oppressors was power, but they had no one to comfort them. Okay, listen to good news. It says, then I looked again at all the injustice that goes on in this world. The oppressed were crying, and no one would help them. No one would help them because their oppressors has power on their side. Again, I observed all the oppression that take place under the sun. And I saw the tears of the oppressed with no one to comfort them. The oppressors have great power and their victims are helpless. Listen to this one again. I looked again and I saw people being mistreated everywhere on earth. They were crying, but no one was there to offer comfort. And those who mistreated them were powerful. Alright. Next, I turned my attention to all the ulterior violence that take place on this planet. The tears of the victim, no one to comfort them. The iron grip of oppressors, no one to rescue them. Victim from them. That's where we're reading. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 1. That's a scripture that we are meditating with. That's a scripture that we are meditating with. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 1. It talks about depression. Now, there are people who are being depressed. There are people who are depressed and they are crying. They are crying. Alright, let me read in a new English. It said, So I again consider all the oppression that continuously occur on earth. This is what I saw. The oppressed were in tears, but no one to comfort them. No one delivers them from the power of their oppressors. Again. Now, remember that was King Solomon. He was saying that, again, I looked and saw the oppressors that was taking place under the sun. Now, what he's saying is, as I speak now, maybe you are in a tears. You are in tears. Where you're working, maybe they are oppressing you. Where you stay, maybe they are oppressing you. Where you fellowship, maybe they are oppressing you. Now, he was saying that again, I saw that many people are treated badly. That's what he said. I saw many people being treated badly, and I saw their tears, and I saw there was no one to comfort them. He said, many people were treated badly, and I saw he was able to see their tears, meaning they were crying. And he said there was no one to comfort them. And I saw the cruel people had all the powers that they can be able to comfort them. But they did not want to comfort them. Now there are people who are using their power wrong. How many people that you know that they are using their power wrong to oppress some other people? Now I always say that don't use your power to oppress someone. Being in level 5 position, if somebody is in level 1, don't use your power to oppress that person. On many occasions, I saw it where somebody who is on higher level will treat somebody who is on a lower level, treat that person badly. They will even try to oppress you because you are on a lower position. Now here, Solomon was crying. He said, I saw that many people are treated badly, and I saw their tears. Just imagine he was able to see their tears. Somebody was crying. But those who were in power, they did not comfort them. Those who were given power to comfort, they did not comfort them. Now he said, I saw them crying. I know now you are crying because somebody has oppressed you. But I pray tonight that may God restore your heart and restore your soul so that you can be strong again. You know, in the very same Ephesians, when you read it, said a living dog is better than a dead lion. As long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. But he was saying that I saw many people treated badly. And I saw their tears. And I saw there was no one to comfort them. And I saw that cruel people had all their powers. And I saw that there was no one to comfort them. People they had. That's what he was saying, that I saw. Now, let me go to verse number. Let's just go to verse Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 8. He said, In some country, you will see poor people who are forced to work very hard. You will see that this is not fair for them. It is against their right. But don't be surprised. The ruler who forces them to work has another ruler who forces him. And there is still another ruler who forces both of these rulers. Now, some other people, they do something because somebody forced you. In other words, he is just saying that there's somebody who's forcing a person to do something. Let's say, for example, I'm a manager of a certain company. Or maybe I'm a supervisor. I'm reporting to my manager. Now, if my manager is a person who treats people badly, then he's going to reflect to me, and I'm going to, it's going to reflect to me, and it's going to reflect to people that are, they are reporting to me. Now, if the ruler, the one who is in charge, is a good person, as it filter, everybody is going to do things according to the way you want them to do. Let me just remind you that you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts of the people. The time is exactly 6:55 CAT Central African Time. You are with me, Pastor John Mwabulo, on our show that is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Wednesday we are. We have entered into December. And I just want to say to you that as we have entered, don't use your money wrongly. Don't use your money wrongly. Use it wise. Let's just say this song that is saying, let's just say, let's just say, glorious, we just go into the break. We are just going to the break. And let's just say tomorrow. Let's just say tomorrow. Just enjoy the song.
I thought about today. Oh.
Tamia saying tomorrow. Tomorrow. Just want to be close to you. Tomorrow, that is Tamia. Tomorrow. You're listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What a beautiful Wednesday. Remember, we are still in our scripture reading. Ecclesiastes chapter number 4. Verse number 1. That's where we read. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 3:16 as our referral. It said, I also saw these things in this life. I saw that the court should be filled with goodness and fairness, but there is evil there. There is evil there now. Alright. Ecclesiastes 7:7. Even the wise will forget their wisdom if someone pays them enough. That money destroy their understanding. Even the wise will forget their wisdom. If someone pays them enough, that money destroy their understanding. Now, what was Solomon trying to say here? I like some words which were said by Who said that, Lord, I pray that I must not be rich, I must not be poor, because when I'm rich, I'm gonna forget you. When I'm poor as well, I'm gonna complain and forget about you. He said, Lord, put me in the middle. Now here we're reading, like now, we are saying, Solomon was saying, even the wise will forget their wisdom. If someone pays them enough, that money destroy their understanding. How many people that you know in your life that they were a good person? Okay, they were very good, but money has destroyed them. How many people that you know in your life that they were very good, but somehow money has destroyed them? How many people that you know? Because he's just telling us that because of money, like money have destroyed many people. Now, we can't say that the money is wrong. You know, when we work for the money so that we can have money. Alright, so I just want to play the song. I want to show you the reason why. The song that I'm going to play, it's a reggae song by the late, like, it support what I'm saying, that what I read in Ecclesiastes chapter 7:7 said, it is better to finish some. It's saying, even the wise will forget their wisdom if someone pays them enough, that money destroy their understanding. That money destroy their understanding. You know, the money have destroyed. That is why the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. But when we go to work, we are going to work in order to get money. There's no one who can say, I don't love money. There's no one who can say, me, I just go to work for Mahala. We go there in order for us to get money. But it's just saying the love of money is the root of all evil. But here it's saying that it just tells us that even the wiser will forget their wisdom if someone pays them enough, that money destroy their destiny. You know, money. It will destroy them. How many people that you know that they have sold their family because of money? How many people that you know? Because of money, because of bribe, and then they have sold their family because of money. Now he just said that those who are wise, if they get too much money, they end up being changing, they end up being bedraying many people. They end up being, how many people you know that some people they have sold their family, some people they have killed their wife because of money. Because of money. So just enjoy this song. The song is just saying, up we go. Just enjoy the song. You'll hear what it say. Yeah, so you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. That song was saying, up we go, down we doop. So I thought that that's a song that was saying, he was a good man, but now because of money has destroyed him. So, but it's fine. We will let's just continue. I think I will get that song that is saying that he was a good man, but somehow things have changed after they gave him whatever that they gave. So now in that album he was saying that you were a good man, but now I don't know what have changed you. So you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Remember, it was saying that Ephesians 7:7 that even the wise will forget their wisdom if someone pays them enough. If someone pays them enough, and that money will destroy their understanding. There are people that we know that they were very good, but because of money now, things have changed. There are people that we know that they were very, very, very good, but because of money, they have changed. Because of money, they have changed. Now, I pray that you may not change. That is a prayer of my heart, that you may not change. You may not you must not move from your position. Now here Exodus 23:8 said, if someone try to pay you to agree with them when they are wrong, don't accept that payment. A payment like that can blind judges not see the truth. It can make good people tell lies. Money. Now, I just want to say to you that you must be satisfied with what you have. Because there are people who sold their life because of money. There are some pastors, as I speak now, who are in a ministry. They have sold their life because of money. They have sold their life because of money. Now money will make you to do things which you were not supposed to do. We know many people that many pastors that they were right, but because of money, they have now changed the way they were. Now listen to Deuteronomy 16:19. It's saying. You must always be fair. You must not favor some people over other people. You must not take money to change your mind in judgment. Money blinds the eyes of wise people and change what good person will see. That is what money will do. Now, I mean, there are people that we know that they have changed their belief because of money. Now I pray that you must not change. I pray that money will not change you. Like now we know that there are people that, like now, the company is gonna give you money. They're gonna say thank you. They're gonna give you a lot of money, and some people they're gonna sacrifice their life because of money. You know, last month I saw a video of a woman whom she went to somewhere. I think it was in one of the airports where she was caught with cocaine. But you know, What shocked my spirit was, what shocked my heart was, those cocaine, they were in a private part. They had to remove those cocaine. So I realized that money will change a person. Now, you must not allow money to change the way you are. We know money is the root of all evil, but money also it can turn things around. Now listen to 1 Samuel 8:3. It said, but Samuel's son did not live the same way he did. Joel and Abijah accepted bribe. They took money secretly and changed their decision in court. They cheated people in court. 1 Samuel 12:3. Here I am. If I have done anything wrong, you must tell me these things. You must tell this thing to the Lord and his chosen king. Did I steal anyone's ox or donkey? Did I hurt or cheat anyone? Did I ever take money or even a pair of sandals to do something wrong? If I did any of this, I will make it right. In other words, he was saying, if I did something like that, I will make it right. Now, if you are listening to me, maybe you did something like that. You took money, bribery money, so that somebody can get something. Now you can make it right. You know, there are people whom they end up being sacrificing with their family because of money. A wicked judge will accept the bribe, and that keeps justice from being done. The reason why justice is not done is because there's a bribe anyway. You know, all over there's a bribe. When you want to get a license, there's a bribe. When you want to get a job, there's a bribe. Wherever, there's a bribe all over. And this bribe, it causes justice not to happen. Even in the parliament, there's a bribe. Isaiah 1:23. Your rulers are rebel and friends of thief. They demand bribes and accept money for doing wrong. They take money to cheat people, and they don't speak up for widows and orphans. They will not even listen to their crisis to help. Isaiah 33:15. Good, honest people who refuse to hurt others for money will live through the fire. They refuse to take bribe or listen to plans to murder other people. They refuse to take plans for doing bad things. Alright, we were going back to our Ecclesiastes chapter. That was the referral, chapter 4, verse number 1. Now, that was a referral. I wanted to show you that there are people who are treating poorly bad. Like, as I'm going to repeat it, said, again, I saw that many people are treated badly. And I saw their tears, and I saw that there was no one to comfort them. I saw that cruel people had all the power, and I saw that there was no one to comfort the people they had. That is what it say. Okay, that is what it say. Okay, let's go to number 2. It say, Ecclesiastes 4:2. I decided that it is better for those who have died than for those who are still alive. He said, I have decided that it is better for those who have died than for those who are still alive. That is him. He said, he have decided. So we're going to understand what is that he have decided. Alright. Let's just hear with intentional something. He said, so I commended the death who have already died as being happier than the living who are still alive. That's what he said. He said, I envy those who are dead and gone. I envy. They are better off than those who are still alive. We're going to find out why will he say that. Now remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Okay. He said, I said to myself, the dead are better off than the living. That is what he said. He said, the dead are better off than the living. So the message is saying, so I congratulated the dead who are already dead instead of the living who are still alive. Meaning, he congratulated those who are already dead than those who are still alive. So we're going to understand why, what is that that is he's saying that he congratulated those who are dead than those who are alive. Okay. I'm going to play the song that is saying, okay. So let's just go to a break, and when we come back, we'll continue. I'm going to play the song that saying, your will be done by Jimmy D. So enjoy the song, Mighty Man of War. That's our East for Miss album. Jimmy D, enjoy the song.
My life, oh.
Take Your Place in My Family, in My Business. That's a song by Jimmy D. I'm going to play another song, and when we come back, we'll continue with our scripture that we're reading. This one is just saying, take your place, let your will be done in my life, in my family. Let your will be done in my life, in my family, by Jimmy D. Take your place. Now, just enjoy this one that is saying, I give you my heart. Then after this song, we'll continue.
My desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. And all I have with me,
have your way in me. Have your way in me. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The time is exactly 7:30 CAT, Central African Time. You are still with me, Pastor John Mamawolo, on our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. As I was telling you that where we read in Ecclesiastes chapter number 4, we read number 1. Now when we go to number 2, it just seemed to us that I decided that it is better for those who have died than for those who are still alive. I mean, there are things that he saw that he thought, and he realized that for those who are died, they are good. But in other words, he was not looking in the level of saying, like when you die, it's not over. Now let me tell you, when I die now, it's not like it's the end of the world, because we like to say that when a person dies, he's rested. But in actual fact, you are not rested. In actual fact, you are not rested. That's what we sometimes say that when somebody die, he's rested. But when I die, I'm not rested. It's a journey that you still gonna continue. Now that's why here when you hear, like, he was looking into the Solomon did not look into that, saying that he was saying that he congratulates those who are dead because they no longer feel the pain that we're feeling. But they obviously on the other side they're still gonna feel the pain, because that's where we're gonna be just. The thing is, he didn't know, he was just saying that because they're no longer there, and then we buried them, meaning, yeah, but okay, let's just go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 17. It says, this made me hate life. It was depressing to think that everything in this life is useless, like trying to catch the wind. That is why he's saying it was depressing. Now, there are things that will depress you. I mean, you know, on many times, as we were read, it was telling us about money. On many times, money is changing people. Now, money will make a person to lose his identity. That is why here he's saying that it was depressing to think that everything in this life is useless. Meaning, he had a depression when he looked into things. Now, he had a depression. Remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. I just want to welcome each and everyone who have also just joined us now. It is awesome, and it's gonna be awesome. It is awesome, and it's gonna be awesome. Just hear this song by Benjamin Ibe saying, "You Are My God," featuring Peter Lingweng and Putuma Tito. Just enjoy the song, and then when we come back, we will continue.
You. meal you feed me, seek you, heal me, oh my God, you do. You're my peace, peace which surpasses all understanding, Lord. Just as you promised, oh Lord.
You are my life. Without you, Lord, I am not. You are alive. Where would I be without you, Lord? What would I be doing without you? Where would I be without you, Lord? You are mine. Yes, you are.
You are my life. You are the beginning. That is Benjamin Dube, Bishop Benjamin Dube. You are my God. You are my life. You are my everything. You are my life. You are my everything. Bishop Benjamin Dube, featuring Peter Lingwing and Putuma Tito. You are my life. You are my everything. Indeed, He is our life. He is everything. His name is Jehovah. His name is Emmanuel. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul. The time is exactly 1943 CAT Central African Time. The name of the show, it is called Time to Meditate. And that is the name of the show, where we read in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse number 1, we read number 2. And now, from number 2, we went to referral scripture, which is Ephesians 2, verse number 17, where it's saying that, this made me hate life. It was depressing to think that everything in this life is useless, like trying to catch the wind. I mean, there's no other way that you can catch the wind. There's no one on earth who has managed to catch the wind. You can't catch the wind. You will run and run and run and run. You can't catch the wind. You can't catch the wind. You can run and run and run until you run. You will never catch the wind. You will never catch the wind. Now listen to Numbers chapter 11. If he said, if you plan to continue giving me their trouble, kill me now. If you accept me as your servant, let me die now. Then I will be finished with all my trouble. In other words, you are saying that I will be finished with all my trouble. He said, if you plan to continue giving me their trouble, kill me now. So that, what? Then I will be finished with all my trouble. In other words, you are saying that when he died, he no longer gonna think about the people. You know, let's say now, as I'm alive, I'm waking up in the morning, I'm going to work. As I'm going to work, but for instance, if it happened, remember when you go to work, you're going to work to work for your family. If you are married, you're going there to work for your family so that you can provide the food on the table. When you die, when I die, I'm no longer waking. I die. So what's left for me is for me to be judged. Okay, that is why when you heard Solomon saying that, he congratulated those who died. That's what he said. He said, I congratulate those who died. That's what he said. He said, I congratulate those who died. In other words, he was congratulating them because they no longer have how can I say, they no longer face some other issues. They no longer having a stress. Alright, let's go to 1 Kings 19:4. And walked for a whole day into the desert. Then he sat down under a bush and asked to die. He said, I have had enough, Lord. Take my life. I'm no better than any ancestors. He said, take my life. Because things were not going the way he thought they should go. Now, I know as I speak that now, as I speak now, things are not going the way you thought they are. Things are not going the way you thought they are. Things they are not going the way you thought they are. They are not going that way. Now that is why Elijah said that it's better I die. Because things were not going the way you thought they're gonna go. As I speak now, things are not the way you thought they are. They are not the way you thought. But I just want to say to you that hang it there. Because remember, King Solomon, he said that he congratulates those who are died than those who are alive. Now he continues saying that a living dog is better than a dead lion. In other words, as long as you're still alive, there's still hope. Let me repeat. As long as you're still alive, there's still hope. It may look like things are not the way you thought they are. It may look like things, they are not the way you thought they're gonna be. But let me tell you that as long as you're still alive, as long as you still, the heart is still pumping, hope is still there. As long as the heart is still pumping, there's still hope there. As long as the heart is still pumping, there's still hope there. Let me tell you, you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. Whatever that it takes for the soul. That's what I can tell you. Whatever that it takes for the soul. Whatever that it takes for the soul. As long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. Hang it there. There's still hope. There's still hope. There's still hope. Doesn't matter what people say about you. You know, people, they like to write us off. As I speak now, maybe they wrote you off. They said you will not make it. Now, lo and now, fella, jawi dume, la una na revela, I will not make it. But let me just tell you that there's still hope for you. Don't die yet. Don't die yet. There's still hope. Don't die yet. There's still hope. Don't die yet. There's still hope. Remember, you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. My name is John Mamabolo. I'm doing this show that is called Time to Meditate. Time to meditate. The time is exactly 7:51 CAT Central African Time. What a beautiful Wednesday. What a beautiful Wednesday. And we thank God and we believe that wherever that you are, the hand of God will continue to touch you. The hand of God will continue to move. The hand of God will continue to touch wherever that you're feeling pain. Okay? Alright. Now, let's just do this. Let's just do this. I just wanted to remind you who we are. And when we come back, we'll continue. We're gonna let's just do this.
By the grace, radio.
Just for this.
Enda, we say, Vaman. Nara dwe yabo by the grace ministry. God bidere la iwana gaina.
We're going to grab by the grace radio number 3, Shira Guest Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, La Midran, 1685.
Nara Dwe, those of the lady, Mr. of Vitamin Chichava, Nina.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And to go very permanent. Do not need to go nyaga or follow, can not see the radio, but then I have.
Yeah, we're going to reach the phone number 0732692731. WhatsApp ya 083-289-4658. www.radio.bythegrace.org.
By the grace radio, just for a soul.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was By the Grace Band. We had December 2017, we were at Ramatri. And that is where this song was recorded there. Only You Can Do. Only You Can Do. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope. The station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Okay, alright. Alright, so I just wanna say to you that the time is exactly 20:00 CAT Central African Time. CAT Central African Time. And you're listening to Pastor John Mamabolo. The name of the show, it is called Time to Meditate. Now, as we continue meditating, I believe that God is busy restoring your heart. God is busy restoring your soul. Now, let's continue. I was telling you that there's a point where Elijah, he wanted to die because things were not well in his life. Now, when we go to Job chapter number 3, verse number 20. That is where we are going to continue reading. As our referral scripture is saying, why must I suffer? Person continue to live. Why let anyone live such a bitter life? Such people want to die, but death does not come. They search for death more than for hidden treasure. They will be happy to find their grave. They will rejoice to find their tomb. I mean, there are things which are like, you find that you are in a situation where you feel like I can't make it. Like whatever that you're trying to touch is not working. Whatever that you try to do is not working. Now here Job was trying to say that those people, they waiting for death, but death does not want to come. Waiting for death, but death does not want to come. You know, there are people, as I speak now, they just want to die. There are those people whom they feel like it's better for them they die. They will tell you that it's better we die. They will tell you that, you know what, it's better we die. Because things are not the way they thought they are. Because, you know, sometimes we plan things, and the things, they don't go the way we thought they should go. Yeah? We plan things, but unfortunately they don't go the way we thought they gonna go. But I wanna tell you that don't kill yourself. Hang it there. Hang it there. Don't kill yourself. Just hang it there. Hang it there. Just hang it there. Hang it there. Alright, let's go to again on Job chapter number 7, verse 15 to 16 said, so I will rather be choked to death than to live like this. I hate my life. I give up. I don't want to live forever. Leave me alone. My life means nothing. That was Job was saying, that it's better the death can take me than to live. Because he said my life is miserable. My life is miserable. Now, there are people whom they feel like it's better they die than to live. You know, we plan things. We plan things that we want to see happening. We plan things and we want to see those things happening. But sometimes they don't happen the way we planned. They are not happening the way we planned. We always plan things that I want to see this happening. But it is not happening the way I thought it's going to happen. Okay? It is not happening the way you thought it's going to happen. But I just want to say to you this afternoon or this evening that hang it there. You're listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for the soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Hang it there. Hang it there. I know. You know, there are things that are happening which you will rather say is better I die. Alright. Job 14:13 said, I wish you will hide me in my grave. I wish you will hide me there until your anger is gone. Then you will pick a time to remember me. Alright. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 20:14. He said, curse the day that I was born. Don't bless the day my mother hid me. Curse the man who told my father the news that I was born. It is a boy. He said, you have a son. He made my father very happy when he told him the news. Let the men be like the city the Lord destroyed. He has no pity of them. Let him fear. Let him hear shout of war in the morning. Let him hear battle cries at noontime. Because he did not kill me while I was in my mother's womb. If he had killed me then, my mother would have been my grave, and I would not have been born. Why did I have to come? Alright. Why did I have to come out of a body? All I have seen is trouble and sorrow, and my life will end in shame. My life will end in shame. Now, I don't know, but you know, when we read many verses there, and many chapters, where we're just hearing when all they were complaining about life, they said, here in Jeremiah said, if I was killed in my mother's womb, that could have been better. You know, things they were is not the way you thought they are. Things is not the way you thought they are. Now, but he said that a living dog is better than a dead lion, because there's hope for you. Alright. So now, we continue reading. We read Jonah chapter 4 verse 3. He said, so now Lord, just kill me. It is better for me to die than to live. That was Jonah. He said, just kill me then. It's better for me to die than to live. As I speak now, how many people they have that in mind? They said, it is better to die than to live. Because things, they are not the way you thought they are. Things, they are not the way you thought they're gonna be. I mean, you know, they are not the way you thought they are. Now, Jonah said it is better to die than to live. Because how pillar? Remember, Ronald didn't tow lots of responsibility. And that is why I'm saying to you that how Sina Jesus, it's somehow very, very, very tough. How Sina Jesus, it is very, very, very tough. It's not an easy thing. It is very, very difficult. It's not an easy thing. I want to tell you that you need Jesus. You need Jesus in your life. You know, there's a man who's saying that, "Aum fitel, kema kichi fail." When he comes, when he enter in your heart, when you allow him to enter, believe in me, you will see difference in your life. Believe in me, you will see things which you will see different right in your life. You will see different in your life when you allow him to enter in your life. When you allow him to enter in your life, you will see different. Because there's no other way that he will come and enter and leave you the same. When he enter in your life, he will bring what we call, you will see different in your life. He will bring change in your life. Because his name is Jehovah. He will never leave you alone. That is why you see many people like Elijah or Elenda say, "God of wonders." Now, Elijah again is saying, "Emmanuel." Jimmy D is saying that, "Let your will be done." That's why I'm saying, if you should learn, if you can learn that you only need the will of God to take place, you won't worry about anything. If you say you only need the will of God to take place, you won't be able to worry about lots of things. You won't worry about a lot of things. You will never worry about everything that it's happening, because God will be the one who is taking, is the one who is taking care of your life. If you allow him. Because there's a song I remember when we were growing in Sunday school. There were songs that we used to sing that they were saying that, just allow him to touch you. It'll never be the same again. Though it was just saying that Dr. Jesus is here to fill your need. Dr. Jesus is here to fill your need. When you allow him, when you allow him, you will enter. And he will make sure, because his name is Jehovah. His name is Alpha and Omega. He is Jehovah Jireh. You know, I know that now things are not the way you thought they are. But let me just tell you that Jesus Christ is always available. He's always available to help you. Alright, just enjoy the song that is saying, Emmanuel. Just enjoy the song.
Oh,
Your name is God by Emmanuel. Your name is God by Elijah Oyelende. From his album, Show Us Your Glory. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. The time is exactly 2020 CAT Central African Time. We're still continuing. Now we are on Jonah chapter 4:8. It said, after the sun was high in the sky, God cast a hot east wind to blow. The sun became very hot on Jonah's head, and he became very weak. He asked God to let him die. He said, it is better for me to die than to live. Philippians 1:23-25. It will be a hard choice. Sometimes I want to live this life and be with Christ. That will be much better for me. However, you people need me here to live. I am sure of this, so I know that I will stay here and be with you to help you grow and have joy in your faith. Alright. Ephesians chapter 1:40. I looked at everything done on earth and I saw that it is a waste of time. It is like trying to catch the wind. Okay, alright. Now, let's go back to our main verse, which is Ephesians chapter number 4. Verse number 2. Remember we were in verse number 2 where we went to the referral scriptures. Now we go into another referral scriptures, which is Ephesians chapter 9, verse number 4-6. It said, there is hope for those who are still alive. It does not matter who they are, but this saying is, okay, let me repeat. There is hope for those who are still alive. It does not matter who they are, but this saying is true. A living dog is better than a dead lion. It says, for him who is joined to all the living, there is hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion. That is true. As long as you're still alive. You know, there are people who wish they were supposed to die. But here we are getting a positive answer that as long as you are associated with those who are alive, there is still hope for you. As long as you are associated with people who are still alive, there is still hope for you. Believe in me, let me tell you that there's still hope for you. It doesn't matter what is happening, what happened, but I want to tell you that there's still hope for you. There's still hope for you. As long as you are still alive, as long as you are still as long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. There's still hope for you. Now, let's go to Job chapter number 14, verse 7 to 12. It said, there is always hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it can grow again. It will keep sending out new branches. Its root may grow old in the ground and its stump die in the dead, but with water it will grow again. It will grow branches like a new plant. But when a man dies, he becomes weak and sick, and then is gone. Like a lake that goes dry, or a silver that loses its core. So people lose their lives, never to live again. The sky will always pass away before the rain they rise from death. The sky will disappear. Before anyone wake up from that sleep. All right. Let's continue again. We go to Isaiah 38:18. It said, "The dead cannot praise you. People in Sion cannot sing praise to you. Those who have died and gone below are not trusting in your faithfulness." In other words, the dead will never praise God. We are the ones who need to give God the praise. There's no one who can give God the praise except us. We are the ones who need to give God the praise because He deserves the praise. He deserves to be praised because He is God of wonders. He deserves to be worshipped because His name is Jehovah. He deserves to be worshipped all the time because His name is Alpha and Omega. His name is Alpha and Omega. He is Alpha and Omega. He is Jehovah. All right, as long as you're still alive. Lamentation chapter 3:21-22. "But then I think about this and I have hope. But then I think about this and I have hope." We are still alive because the Lord's faithful love never ends. Then there's hope. Then there's hope. There's hope. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul. It's saying the blood in the blood, the blood. There is power in the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ. There is healing in the blood of Jesus. That's the song that is playing in the background. Alright. Luke chapter number 16:26-29. "Also there is a big pit between you and us. No one can cross over to help you, and no one can come here from there." The rich man said, "Then please, Father Abraham, and send Lazarus to my father's house on earth. I have five brothers. You could warn my brothers so that they will not come to this place of pain." But Abraham said, "They have the law of Moses and the written of the prophet to read. Let them learn from that." Now, remember, those who say they want to die. When you die, it's not over. You're starting another journey. You're starting another journey. Alright, let's go back again to our Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 2. Now, let's go to another referral, which is Job chapter 3, verse 17 to 26. Verse 17, yeah. It says, There the wicked stop causing trouble and the weary find rest. Even prisoners find relief there. They no longer hear their guards shouting at them. Everyone from the greatest to the largest will be there. And even the slave is free from his master. Why must a suffering person continue to live? Why let anyone live such a bitter life? Such people want to die. But death does not come. They search for death more than the hidden treasure. Now, there are people who are desperately want to die. There are people who are seriously, they want to die. They are there. When you ask them, they tell you that it's better we die. But tonight, I'm saying to you as we meditate, hope is still there. hope is still there, because Jesus is the Lord, and is listening to hear you. Let's go to verse number 3. And it is even better for those who died at birth, because they never saw the evil that is done in this world. It said it is better for those who have died at birth. Now, what he's saying is, those who died at birth, it is better because they never saw the evil things which are happening in this world. Okay, true. There are evil things which are happening. Some of them you can't tolerate them. They're happening. They are happening. It's true. They're happening. Okay? It's very, very, very true. They are happening. It's very, 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 very true. They're happening. Alright. So, let's just do this. You have done so much, then we'll continue.
As I look back over my life, I realize that God has been so good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Therefore, I lift up my hands in worship. The Bible says they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we come to tell you the reason why we worship Him.
God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus Christ. He came to love, heal, and forgive. That's why I know.
I'm so much not to worship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so much not to worship.
For everything that you've done, Lord, I just want to honor you.
To worship.
you've done so much. You've done so much. We're still continuing. And the name of our show is called Time to Meditate. And the time is exactly 20:36 CAT Central African Time, where we continue to meditate. We left with few minutes to sign off. Few minutes to sign off. Let's just continue. Let's just continue. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse number 3, where we read, it said that, and it is even better for those who died at birth, because they never saw the evil that is done in this world. Alright, when you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 6, 3, 5, it said, a man may live a long time and have 100 children, but if he is not satisfied with those good things, and if no one remember him after his death, I say that a baby who dies at birth is better off than that man. It is senseless when a baby is born dead. The baby is quickly buried in a dark grave without even have a name. The baby never saw the sun and never knew anything, but the baby find more rest than the man who never enjoyed what God gave him. Now, whatever that God gave you, you must enjoy it. You must celebrate what God gave you. For example, let me give you an example. How many people that you know that they changing the way they are? Because in other words, they don't enjoy what God gave them. We have people whom they call them the gay soul. I want to get gay. But the person was born abelhaili gay. It just happened or afelejaiba gay, but he was not born being gay. Now, in other words, God, they are not enjoying what God gave. That is why it said that the child who dies before he can see the sun is better than the man who is not enjoying and what God has done. Now, I want to tell you this evening that you must enjoy what God has given you. It is very important to enjoy what God has given you. Alright. Alright. Let's just do this. Okay. Alright. Let's just continue reading again. Verse Job chapter 3:10-16. It said, I wish it had stopped me from being born and kept me from seeing all this trouble. Why didn't I die when I was born? Why didn't I die as I came from my mother's womb? Why did my mother hold me on her knee? Why did her breast feed me? If I had died when I was born, I would be at peace now. I wish I were asleep and at rest with the king and the advice who build palaces that are now in ruin. I wish I were buried with rulers who filled their graves with gold and silver. Why wasn't I a child who died at birth and was put in the ground? I wish I had been buried like a baby who never saw the light of the day. That was Job. You know, the problems will make you to think otherwise. There are things in life that will make you to think like, it's better I die. It's better I pass on. Because of the way things are happening. there are things which are happening. There are things which are always happening in our life. And when you look back, you say, but why? Why would this happen? Mara, why? Those happen. You find that you're asking yourself many questions. You said, but how did this happen? How did it happen? You will start having a lot of questions. You will start saying a lot of things. You will start questioning yourself, but why did this happen? Mara, why? What happened? What, why? What was the reason why this happening? You will start asking yourself those questions. But believe in me, let me tell you that when you put your trust in the Lord, when you put your life in the Lord, when you say, Lord, take over. When you say, Lord, take over. Lord, take over. And He will take over. When you say, I give you my heart, I give you my soul.
My desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. And all I have within me, I give you praise. And all that I adore is in you.
Michael W. Smith saying, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Each and every step that I take, I give it to you. You know, if you can do that, if you can say that, Lord, every step that I take, I give it to you, you won't say that it's better I die. If you allow God to rule in your life, if you allow God to control your life, you won't say that it is better I die. You will enjoy this life. You will enjoy the life that you are given. You know, there was a man who the Bible told us that unala pischege bophilo, kore he enjoyed life ala pischege bophilo. Now, let's just continue. We read Job chapter 10, verse number, Job chapter 10, 18:19, is it? So why did you let me be born? I wish I had died before anyone saw me. I wish I had never lived. I wish they had carried me from my mother's womb straight to the grave. Jeremiah 20:17-18, it said, because he did not kill me while I was in my mother's womb. If he had killed me then, my mother would have been my grave, and I would not have been born. Alright, Matthew 24:19. During that time, it will be hard for a woman who are pregnant to have a small babies. Alright, let's pass there. Luke 23:29. The time is coming when people will say the woman who cannot have babies are the ones God has blessed. It is really a blessing that they have no children to care for. Alright. Let's just go back to verse number 4. It reads as follows. It says, then I thought, why do people work so hard? I saw people try to succeed and be better than other people. They do this because they are jealous. They don't want other people to have more than they have. This is senseless. It is better trying to kiss the wind. Okay, listen to what it said. I'm going to repeat. It said, then I thought, why do people work so hard? I saw people try to succeed and be better than other people. They do this because they are jealous. They don't want other people to have more than they have. This is senseless. It is like trying to catch the wind. Now, there are people, those who they don't want you to have what they have. They are very jealous. They don't want to see you succeeding. I mean, if I have something, I must share it with somebody so that they can also learn. So that they can have what I have. But because there are people who are jealous, they don't want to see you having what they are having. There are kind of those people whom they don't want to see you having what they have. Those people are there. What they will always do is, they will always want to. How can I say? They will always want to tell you things which are irrelevant. Okay, always want to tell you things which, you know, they don't even make sense. Okay, there are those people who are like that. There are those people who are like that. Now, but as you are listening to us, we believe that God will restore your heart and your soul. God is busy doing that. Alright, let's go to Proverbs 27, verse 4. It said, anger is cruel and can destroy like a flood, but jealous is much worse. Anger. Jealous is much worse. You know, there are people who will jealous you. They will jealous you on whatever that you have. They will jealous you so that you can't have something. There are those people who are like that. I mean, they will jealous you so that you will not achieve anything. A person will not even give you the correct answer. He won't give you the correct answer. He will always tell you things which are irrelevant because of the jealousy that they have. because they believe that maybe if you achieve this and then well, not they you will pass them. They are those people. But he is telling us that anger is cruel and can destroy like a flood. But jealous is much worse. Why are you jealous? Because when you jealous someone, at the end of the day, you're going to kill that person. At the end of the day, you're going to kill that person. So, it's not what we want. Jealous is not good for you. It's not good for you. Okay. Alright. Let's just go to verse number 5. It said, some people say it is foolish to fold your hands and do nothing. If you don't work, you will starve to death. Some people. So that is the last verse that we're reading. We will continue tomorrow. It's saying some people say it is foolish to fold your hands and do nothing. If you don't work, you will starve to death. It's true. Okay. Before that, let's go to Proverbs 6:10-11. You say, I need a rest. I think I will take a short nap. But then you sleep and become poorer and poorer. Soon you will have nothing. It will be as if a thief came and stole everything you own. Okay, Proverbs 12:27. Lazy people don't get what they want, but the richer come to those who work harder. Proverbs 13:4. Lazy people always want things but never get them. Those who work hard get plenty. Proverbs 24, it said, some people are too lazy to plant seed, so at harvest time they look for good and find nothing. Alright, Proverbs 24:33-34. A little sleep, a little rest, folding your arms and taking a nap. These things will make you poor very quick. Soon you will have nothing, as if thief broke in and took everything away. Alright, we have arrived to the time where I just want to say bye-bye to you. The time is exactly 7 minutes to 9, which is 20:54. It has been a wonderful show. It has been a wonderful hour where we spoke about a death. I want to say to you that it is better to as long as you're still alive, there's hope. Now, you know, you must put everything to Jehovah. You must put everything to Jehovah Jireh, because his name is Emmanuel. Now, you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. For in case if you missed this show, you can get this show on our broadcast. It will be the first on the list on the time to meditate. You check, it will show the date, today's date, which is the 5th of December 2018. Then you just click it, you can listen to it, you can download it, you can even share it. Now, it has been a wonderful show. Now, as I'm closing, I want to tell you that we love you and may God continue to bless you. Tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the morning, tune in and listen to Pastor Patrick, who will be doing the show that is say Joy Comes in the Morning. And then from 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock, it's Pastor KK Malaji on the show that is in Different Colors, One People. From 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock, it's Pastor Miss MB Mamavulo on the show that is saying Who Need a Doctor. From 1500 until 1800, it's a show that is called Stringles and Talk with Kokejo Mukanzi Mwabelo. And then from 1800 until 2100 is a show that is called Time to Meditate with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamavulo. The time is exactly 5 minutes to 9. We are signing off. It has been a wonderful show. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to restore your heart. And you are blessed. We love you. And we appreciate your listening. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Just enjoy the song that is saying, no cross, no crown. Enjoy the song. And then, okay, no, let's just enjoy the song that is saying, Jesus, you are able. Enjoy it.
Jesus.